videos. You can even take live online classes with a language teacher. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel.
The lessons online and in the app make it easy to learn from pretty much anywhere.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Walt, to the road rage, we got to move. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. If you or anyone you know are looking for a simple, easy way to tighten facial skin, Westminster Vision now offers Tempture Envy. This is a gentle, drug-free treatment that helps regenerate skin collagen, which can help reduce fine lines, puffiness, even dry eye symptoms. Gift certificates are available. Call for an evaluation, 654-4141, 654-4141. That's 654-4141, located right next to Publix. Westminster Vision is fully independent with over 30 years' experience. We believe in friendly, personal, professional service, large selection of designer eyewear and sunglasses, including Oakley, Costa, and Silhouette. We have our own eyeglass lab for fast, accurate eyeglasses. All are guaranteed. We offer new advanced dry eye therapy, which may reduce the need for drops. Evening and weekend exams available. Most insurance accepted. It's 654-4141, 654-4141, located right next to Publix. You will thank me later. All right, back to the phones on National Championship Night. Tar Heel Chad.
Dentola, where's UConn at this week? Where are they playing?
Better than you.
They on the road? That's true. Anyway, that isn't saying a lot. Are they on the road this week? Danny Hurley? Where are they at?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They took care of Creighton in their last game, which has been a problematic team for them.
Yeah. It's funny on the basketball stuff. I do want to talk about the football. The basketball stuff, it's amazing. If you go back about 7-8 years ago, there was a theory that it was going to be a freshman-dominated elite teams, if you will, yeah. Right? That was the way to do it. But, man, you look around, the teams that are playing well are older. They got a good mix. And some of them are really old, by the way. I mean, some of them are 23 and 24 years old.
Pittsburgh.
That's amazing.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
BYU East.
BYU,
you know, with a few subtle differences. BYU East with a few subtle differences.
Just a few. But the Duke Kentucky model is a thing of the past. It just doesn't. It's not going to work. I mean, if not to win consistently.
No,
I mean, these things are, especially with the transfer portal now, right? Guys having fifth COVID years, right?
Pittsburgh basically went into the portal and created a team with wisdom and age. You know, they created a whole team of graybeards. They went into the portal and went graybeard and went from less experienced to being what did they say, the second most experienced team in the country. This was the line they used, Chad. He said, I think they said Pitt is now the second most experienced team in the country, although almost none of that experience came for Pittsburgh. And that tells you all you need to know.
This team is likely going to save Capel his job.
They
may get an extension because of it. So it's interesting how things change. One last thing on the basketball. If Kentucky does, and Calipari does decide, they do decide to part ways after this season, where do you think Kentucky goes?
Why haven't they fired him long ago? Seriously.
I don't know.
Why? You know, Tubby
he's
Smith
had a lifetime contract, right?
Right. Tubby Smith won a national title there with no players. I mean, players that Patino ran out on. Patino knew there was no way he was winning a title with that vagabond group.
Right.
Tubby Smith won a national title there. That wasn't good enough for any of those people. They basically ran him out in short order. But this clown show gets like a lifetime deal, and nobody says anything. And he gets worse every year.
I mean, I don't, they're going to have to make some decisions. You know, ever since the suit thing and the football season, I mean, it just, and yeah. The play on the courts, they just look disjointed.
It's awful. This is friggin' Kentucky. I mean, they wouldn't tolerate this from any other coach. I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. I don't know what this guy has done for you. I don't get it. Remember who you are.
He's won one title, right?
Right. Remember who you are. You're Kentucky. You know, screw this guy. Get rid of him.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got callers on the football stuff. I think Georgia rolls. I think it's like 41-21. I hate public bets. TCU's a public dog. I think like 80% of the handles on TCU. I could see Georgia getting out early, like 14-0, 13-0, something like that, and really never relinquish the lead. Any thoughts on that? Do you see a scenario where that happens?
I think it could happen, yeah. I mean, I think Georgia's the better team. I still think – I'm still leery of everything TCU is and everything I've watched from them all year. I think they're better, faster than people realize. I think they have the ultimate winner at quarterback. I think they're really well coached. They're explosive. They have found a million different ways to win. They have played a very tough schedule, much tougher than Georgia's.
All that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm giving them a puncher's chance. I think things will have to go their way. I think they're going to have to play. Maybe this is it. I think they're going to have to play a near flawless game. I also think they are capable of that game. Now, whether they can pull that off on the biggest stage remains to be seen.
Well, I would like to see it for Coach Leach with Dykes there. I mean, that would be pretty sweet. I mean, you're talking about upsets. I mean, it would be a big upset, I guess, in this modern era. I mean, I was thinking about the Villanova Georgetown thing back then. You know, that was a one-game scenario. I don't know if that would be as big as that, but I guess in football it would be about as close or as close as you could get.
I think that was a bigger upset. Yeah, I mean, now...
Okay. Take care, bud.
Now, you know, one thing I'll say, Chad... Are you still there? Did he go? He went. One thing I will say, Georgia was Mount Everest. Georgetown was Mount Everest. Georgetown was the best team in the country by a mile. One of the best teams we've ever seen. That's how good Georgetown was. I mean, Villanova had to shoot 74% to beat them. Might have even been more than that. Look up that, Ronald, look that up for me. Was it 78%? I'm drawing a blank now. Look up Georgetown-Villanova 1985 national championship and see what Villanova's shooting percentage was for that game. It might have been 78%. It was in the 70s, regardless. And they needed every one of those to edge Georgetown. And Georgetown with Patrick Ewing truly was Mount Everest. See, I don't think this Georgia team is that. I mean, I think this Georgia team is far more beatable than that Georgetown team was. Far more beatable.
78.6.
Yeah. I started thinking it might have been 78. So almost 79% they shot to win that game. Okay, that's the impossible. That's a team playing perfectly for one night. Raleigh Massimino and all the McLeans. Harold Jensen, you know, Pinckney, that whole bunch. They truly did the impossible. And they truly did have to climb Mount Everest. TCU is not tasked with that. This Georgia team is a good team. They're not near a great team. So, I mean, what I'm saying is the possibility exists. This could happen. I mean, we could get to midnight and TCU could be national champion. I can't predict that because I just think that Georgia has too many things that are in their favor. but I'm not ruling it out. I'm not, I don't look at this like I looked at Georgetown, Villanova, that type of thing. Let me get to Rory. Rory, how are you, Rory? Good to have you, Rory.
Hey, I'm doing fine, Walt. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Fantastic. Fantastic show, what I've heard so far this morning. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something else real quick. I've deemed this season for my beloved Chicago Bears highly successful. You know, they couldn't, they had to get the number one draft choice, and they went out and did it. You know, thanks to Lovie Smith, you know, he's the Bears' third, probably best all-time coach of all time. He helped us out with by beating Indianapolis. So now we have the number one pick. How did the Bears screw that up, Walt?
Well, you know, I guess you could take another quarterback. That'd be one way. But, you know, other than that, you know what? Look, you're going to have to do a couple things. You're going to have to draft best player available. And, you know, and that's going defense. And it's probably Anderson. And then you're going to have to get field some weapons. That's got to be the rest of your, the rest of your draft has to be focused on giving Justin Fields all the tools he needs to create explosive offense at the pro level, because he's more than capable of that.
Now, if they traded it, could they, if they found the right trade partner, you know, where they could get a couple top, say, 15 picks, you think they'd be better off?
I think that you'd have to consider it. You know, the first thing you have to decide, and this is an institutional decision, is where your cutoff point is for guys you perceive to be actual round one picks. And sometimes that's exactly like the middle of round one is where that generally falls in there, around 15 somewhere. So you don't want to go outside of that area to start with. And you've got to be pretty certain that there are multiple players available that you love where you're going to be taking. Otherwise, you know, you stay there and make the pick. But look, the Bears have needs at obviously more than one area, and your division is getting tougher because Minnesota's good and Detroit is getting better at warp speed.
Speaking of our division,
yeah.
Last night, Rory outthought himself,
yeah,
and I really messed it up. In my Survivor Series, I took Green Bay.
Why?
Because I'm stupid, I guess.
Why would anyone take Aaron Rodgers in a big game?
You know what? I thought about that how bad he had been in January here in the last few years. I knew I made a mistake.
Let me read you something. Let me read you something that I retweeted last night. By the way, I haven't even got near Aaron Rodgers yet, but I'm planning on it. I was all over him all the middle of last night. Aaron Frodgers was trending on Twitter last night, Ramona. Aaron Frodgers. She can't hear me. She's on the phone. But that was trending on Twitter. So here's a guy. This guy posts this. Aaron Frodgers. It was just a beautiful thing to see Aaron Frodgers trending on Twitter. Aaron Frodgers' legacy. 2023, choked and win in your end situation. 2022, choked. 2021, choked at the goal line. 2020, owned by the Niners. 2019, missed the playoffs. 2018, injured. 2017, choked. 2016, choked. 2015, choked. 2014, owned by the Niners. 2013, owned by the Niners. 2012, one and done after a 15-1 season. There's Aaron Rodgers for you, right there in a nutshell. That's who he is. He's just a loser. I mean, he is the most talented loser in history. That's what he is. He will never win any big game. He can't win a big game. He plays at home. I mean, guy just lost to a dude from Southern California in sub-zero temperatures in Green Bay. Are you friggin' kidding me? You know, I mean, that's the ultimate disgrace. This guy a year ago said, hey, we have a big advantage. We play at home because I can handle the cold. You just lost to a dude that nobody wanted from Southern California in Green Bay climate. That tells you all you need to know about the extent of the loser you are.
It was. I just thought they've been playing good. Detroit's not historically in the last few years has not been good outside in the late season.
Yeah, well, but, you know, well, Jared Goff, Southern California, SoCal kid, just went to Green Bay and kicked Aaron Rodgers' butt, as did the rest of that Detroit football team. I'm going to get to Detroit because I love Detroit. I love Detroit, but I'll do that when time allows. Right now, suffice it to say, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers' tenure in Green Bay, I think, is over. It's time to make Jordan Love the quarterback. He's better than Aaron Rodgers right now, and he needs to be the quarterback. And he'll actually run the offense instead of the offense that Aaron Rodgers decides he's going to run, which is the Aaron Rodgers offense.
I'm going to make a quick little score prediction.
Aaron Frodgers. I'm sticking that, Rona. From now on, Aaron Frodgers. I like that. Twitter came up with that. I'm all for that.
TCU 34, Georgia 27.
Ooh.
Sorry, Georgia fans. That's my thoughts.
I like
Thanks,
it, Roy.
Walt.
Thank you, Roy. Hey, Ramona, we have a lot of TCU, love. I need to get the phone calls. I need to get to Texas, to some of the texts. A texter wrote me a really interesting text with some alt lines and stuff. I want to get to that as well. Hey, let me, before we go to break, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. And by the way, it is Ed, Illini J, and Mikey coming to you on the other side. It's always the right time to get a special gift from Turner's Jewelers. Their seasoned professionals will help guide you to the perfect selection. And there are so many choices. Necklaces, earrings, watches, rings, whatever you choose, her eyes will light up. You'll see a gorgeous smile. A lot of guys are unsure about buying diamonds. It's a serious investment. They can educate you so you know you're making the right decision. One of the latest jewelry trends is lab-grown diamonds. Yes, really, because they're about half the cost of diamonds from a mine. And they're beautiful. You can choose the exact type of lab-grown diamond based on the four C's, same four C's, cut, color, clarity, and carat. And Turner's will show you all the options. Ultimately, a lab-grown diamond's a diamond. She'll absolutely love it. You can trust Turner's to take expert care of your fine pieces of forever or permanent jewelry so they'll last a lifetime. Turner's has precision technology that solders even the most delicate pieces easy and quickly. It only takes a few minutes, and she'll love seeing them restored. When it comes to wedding rings year-round, nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. Go see the local family jewelers with more than 60 years of expertise. Visit Turner's Jewelers today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. 884-882-5414. Tell them I sent you. 864-882-5414. And don't forget, Valentine's Day coming up. Celebrate Galentine's Day with your best friend with a forever or permanent piece of jewelry for the perfect Valentine's Day gift. You can start your shopping at turnersjewelers.com. Get to your calls in a second.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday through Wednesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you with Roosters? Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center, located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
I used to have a couple misconceptions about weight loss. The first one was that it was about some small change, either working out more or differently or eating better. And if you just do that one thing, that it leads to the results. The second thing I used to think about weight loss is that when you lose the weight, you're just predestined to put it all back on. That's what happens to most people. Well, most people haven't tried PhD weight loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have given you the tools to be able not just to get the weight off, but to keep it off, because it's not about changing one or two things in your life. It's about a holistic approach to food. It can add years onto your life. It can make you have more energy more of the time. It really does create a better living experience for you if you just trust the team at PhD Weight Loss to craft a plan specifically for you. If you deal with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, or you've got issues related to weight loss and you've tried other things and failed, let me give you some great advice for the new year. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You'll be glad you did. For more information, go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily update on what's going on with your Clemson Tigers. But first, this from Clemson Athletics. Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. How does it feel that your Clemson men's basketball team is the only undefeated team right now in ACC play and sits atop the standings at a perfect 5-0? That's thanks to a 75-74 victory Saturday on the road at Pitt. Now, Clemson is all alone in first place in the ACC this deep into a season. The first time that they've done this since January 22 of 1997. Clemson was 5-0 at that time. Wake Forest, by the way, was in second place at 4-1. Also, Clemson recorded ACC road wins back-to-back for the first time since the 1996-97 season. That year, Clemson won at Florida State and at Maryland. It's just the fifth time in history that Clemson has two ACC road wins in consecutive games. They also did it in 86-87, 75-76, and 61-62. Also, Clemson's win at Pitt ties a school record for consecutive ACC wins to open a season. The five wins in the 96-97 campaign. Don't forget, we've got Tiger Calls tonight with head coach Brad Brownell. That'll be on air from 7 until 8 o'clock. You can be part of the show. Call 1-833-844-3771. As always, go Tigers.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the Upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, let me just say this as well on this game tonight. I don't know what Kondre Miller's status is. I just checked it during the break, and I don't see any updates, like a game time decision. Miller's as good as any running back Georgia's faced all year. Miller is a man. Miller is a dangerous, dangerous guy. If you add him with DeMarcado's explosiveness, as TCU has had all year, that's a tremendous 1-2 punch before you add in the Duggan factor. Again, and these things just point to TCU's chance. They really need Miller. They need to have both those backs available. And look, I think it seems reasonable to suggest that even if Miller plays, that he's not going to be anywhere near 100%. And I don't know. I don't find these updates particularly encouraging, but we'll see. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm well.
Good.
I hope you are.
Yeah, appreciate you getting in.
Wow, that's not true. My sinuses are killing me and the federal government doesn't do me any favors either, but other than that, I get the people thinking Georgia's going to do this. I do agree they're the better team, the deeper team. But this almost seems like destiny for TCU. Nobody thought they'd beat Michigan, although I was not one of those.
And yeah, I thought they could beat Michigan.
Did TCU not get snubbed for a playoff berth way back when this thing first started?
Yeah.
I think the football gods have aligned, and I think it's coming.
Not only did they get snubbed, but that was the year Ohio State won, and TCU might have been the best team in the nation that year. It was certainly either they it was certainly either they or Ohio State, and I think you can make a real good case it was actually TCU.
I thought they were the best team that year. That's going to be my shot. I'm going to call TCU winning that game. And I called my shot Friday when I saw
I'm glad you brought that up, Ed. I'm glad that's an interesting little angle. I mean, obviously, these players don't even necessarily know those players, but it's an interesting little angle about TCU getting screwed over on that go round when Ohio State won, and I think 14, and what it looks like, what the situation is right now.
Was the Red Rifle the quarterback of that team? I can't remember.
No.
He wasn't. Okay. Well, never mind. But I like TCU tonight. Oh, and FYI, I'll not be watching a play of it since I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't know what I'll watch, but probably something on National Geographic or something like that. Because TV's terrible. But anyway, I digress. Go Horned Frogs. Besides, we could have a national championship whose mascot is the Horned Frogs.
That's true.
If that's not original, there is nothing original.
And I have I have a TCU T-shirt. You know a Horned Frog's not actually a frog, right?
Yeah, it's kind of it's an
lizard.
Amphibian-like lizard.
Yeah, it's a lizard. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that one out there killed out there in the pasture the other day. It did not look like a frog, so, you know. Just kidding. We didn't have a Horned Frog. I did see an armadillo, though. Have a great show.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed. That call is sort of all over the place for Ed. Ramona Wesson. All six lines are lit. I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about W. Acanti. Hey, water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under a house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contributing to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a major sign or can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if it's not addressed. Look, my friends at Canty Foundation Specialists are your loyal, local, and expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks won't get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how this deal works. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties. Financing is available if needed. These people are great at what they do. Cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors and windows that are hard to open, call my friends at Canty. 1-803-373-0949. 803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. Canty. CANTEY. And when you call, tell them I sent him. All right. Back to the phones. I do want to read this. And I have so many good texts. It's just one of those days. I'm trying. Where is it? Okay. Yeah, here it is. Oh, this, tester 230 is prolific today. He has some alternate lines, some alt lines. TCU plus 7, plus 160. Georgia minus 7.5, minus 200. TCU plus 17.5, minus 190. Georgia minus 17.5, plus 150. Interesting lines. People are going to be disappointed tonight, Rona. All the degenerates are going to be disappointed because the only thing I would even offer tonight would be maybe a small play on the over, but I think I'm just going to sit it out. I don't love the spread. I think the spread sounds about right. Honestly, if I had to, I'd probably take Georgia and lay the points. Because I just think too many things still favor them. I am not ruling TCU out, though. But here are the quarterback rushing numbers. Love these. Thank you, Texter 230. Dug in 27.5, and then he writes me again and says, oops, it's now up to 34.5. That's fascinating. And Stetson Bennett rush line is at 16.5. I would think that both of those would go over. I'm inclined to think that when you play in a tough game for everything, then you give everything. And that means every yard you can muster, when the opportunity is there, I think these quarterbacks take it. I'm inclined to think Bennett goes over 16.5 and Duggan goes over. I guess that number is 34.5 now. I'm inclined to think that goes over too. I mean, I'm sort of thinking Duggan might need to rush for 100 for TCU to win. I'm going to tell you this. I think we're going to know really early on. I think when TCU gets the ball, if they come out and run the ball successfully, I think that'll be proof that they can win. If they struggle to run the ball early, I think that'll demonstrate that the game is on Duggan. And I think that's going to be a very tough game to win, unless Duggan does the Vince Young thing and gives you a 100 yard. Well, actually, Young rushed for 200 yards, I think, in that game. I think Duggan's going to need to have some sort of really special night, like 300 and 100 for TCU to pull the shocker. We'll see. Illini, Jay. Jay, how are you, Jay?
Well, I hope you had a great holiday season. Happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I hope Ramona did too. Kind of funny that that guy said Ramona made you the, and what did he say? He made you the.
I wasn't 100% sure.
Ramona made the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't too happy about what you said about Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a nice guy. I've known him for years, and he's a good guy. And I was the one that gave you those alternate lines.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
And I just want to say, I think Georgia runs out real quick tonight, like 17-7, and maybe even 17-6. And I think Sonny Dykes, who I loved him since he was at La Tech. Why he went to California, I have no clue. He should have stayed down in that vicinity where he was at, and you saw what he did at SMU and now what he's done at TCU. But I just think I think Georgia goes out for a big lead, and I think TCU is going to have they're going to make some adjustments, and I think it's going to be tighter than the spread, and I'll go Georgia 34-27, and I'll take your comments.
I like
off
it, Jay.
Here.
I like it.
Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, Jay. All except for that crazy Aaron Rodgers stuff. I don't know what that was about. But regardless, look, the one thing we know about TCU is being behind won't faze them. They have proven over and over again they can come back. They're explosive, and they're going to keep playing. Even when something goes wrong, they're going to keep playing. So that's the one thing we know about them. I think that's what they have in their back pocket. We'll call it stick-to-itiveness. All right, how are we going to do this here, Ramona? Here's what we're going to do. Let me tell the good people. Oops, maybe not. Let me tell the good people about my friends at Kiwi Financial. And then I'll get right back to your phone calls, and it'll be just calls the rest of the way. And Mikey, you're up first, but I'd be cutting you short if I came to you now. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial, my guy Greg Wales. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also help educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Look, Greg knows you've worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my guy Greg Wales today with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043 or visit kiwifinancial.com for more info. That's 654-5043. Tell him I sent you. It's how it works. KiwiFinancial.com. Okay, Ramona, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back to the jam. Phone lines have been jammed all day. Way to go on National Championship Night. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
I used to have a couple misconceptions about weight loss. The first one was that it was about some small change, either working out more or differently or eating better. And if you just do that one thing, that it leads to the results. The second thing I used to think about weight loss is that when you lose the weight, you're just predestined to put it all back on. That's what happens to most people. Well, most people haven't tried PhD weight loss. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have given you the tools to be able not just to get the weight off, but to keep it off. Because it's not about changing one or two things in your life. It's about a holistic approach to food. It can add years onto your life. It can make you have more energy more of the time. It really does create a better living experience for you if you just trust the team at PhD Weight Loss to craft a plan specifically for you. If you deal with type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea, or you've got issues related to weight loss and you've tried other things and failed, let me give you some great advice for the new year. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You'll be glad you did. For more information, go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
With the 2 for $5 mix and match of Bojangles, you choose between sausage and egg, country ham, and southern gravy biscuits, all scratch made. It's bow time.
Uncompromising quality, reliability, comfort, and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods. Built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership, see the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney of the Clemson Tigers. Fall is the time to enjoy great football with family and friends, but underage drinking should never be a part of the scene. Underage drinking is against the law, and that includes providing alcohol to anyone under 21. It is never okay to provide alcohol to minors. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws this football season. Help keep those under 21 safe and alcohol-free. Check out phoenixcenter.org for more info.
If you need custom leather patch hats for your business, church, school, sports team, or charity event, Hat Flow Company has you covered. No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, and great prices. Custom Richardson hats, beanies, low-profile performance hats, and more. Shop with Hat Flow Company and support a small local business where the highest quality, great customer service, and very affordable prices are top priority. Visit HatFlowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatFlowCo.com.
Do you ever wish you had food from the good old days, just like Grandma made it?
like hot out-of-the-pan sweet potato crunch, seasoned collard greens, mac and cheese, jalapeno cheddar cornbread, and homemade peach cobbler. Add in the main course, crispy chicken wings, hand-pulled pork, chicken, ribs, or brisket that's been slow-smoked for 14 hours on a custom-made Texas 1,000-gallon smoker. It's at Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Smitty Smoke and Soul Food, just like Grandma made it.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are back. They have Lincoln Riley on the field. I guess that's a good thing. It's the only way he's going to get to a championship game. just funning you, Byron. We have lots of things to get to. Love Sweet Caroline. We are back. The phone lines are completely jammed. Let me just tell you quickly how I see it. I'll be rooting for TCU, not because I dislike Georgia. I think TCU is the classic underdog, just a great story, and I would love to see it. And I have a ripped old TCU shirt. I don't have any ripped old Georgia shirts. I think it's like 41-27 Georgia. I'm not giving you a spread pick. I think it's too close to the number, and I'm not giving you a total play because I also think that's too close to the number. Sometimes they're just not picks, and for me, there aren't picks tonight. If I had to, I would probably play the over, and I would probably play Georgia and lay the points. I'm not going to do either. I'm not doing either, just to be clear. I'm not offering you that. I'm just saying I think it's like 41-27 Georgia, and I think that I think they're just the better team. I'm not ruling TCU out. I'd love to see it. Hope it happens. We'll see. All right, back to the phones. It is Mikey up first. Mikey, how are you?
I'm great, Walt. How are you?
Good, Mikey. Appreciate you getting in.
Just wanted to get some maybes for the championship game. TCU.
Yeah, love it. And by the way, one more thing on TCU, and then we'll get Mikey's picks. I think that Dylan Horton, who had an enormous game against Michigan, is going to have a big game here. And I think D. Winters, the Sam linebacker, who had an enormous game against Michigan, is also going to have a big game here for TCU. And in some way, they'll have to affect Bennett as well. Horton was the guy to do that against Michigan. So we'll see. All right. Go ahead, Mikey. The stage is yours.
I'm kind of like you. I'm not really loving the lines here, but TCU has been great against the spread this season. They're 11-3-1.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go TCU plus the 13.
Okay.
I do think Georgia will win. UGA, I think they're 7-8 against the spread this season. But I think it'll probably be like 41-31, 45-35, something around there. And then I like the over in the game. Four out of the last five UGA's games have gone over in three straight. So I think the over is the best play. But
Those
are my picks. I know you're jammed. So.
No, it's good. It's good, Mikey. It's an excellent job. Well done. Good picks. We'll see how it works out. All right, back to the phones. It is, this is close. It is Georgia Jeff. Georgia Jeff.
Walter, how are you,
sir? How are you, Georgia Jeff? Appreciate you getting in on your big night.
Yeah, man. It is a big night. It's a little somber for me. You know, I lost my father a couple of years ago. I'm not trying to turn this into a sob, sob program at the end, but it still kind of hurts me deep down. You know, he wasn't here last year, and then he's not here
that.
For this.
I understand that, and we're terribly sorry for your loss. I understand that.
but I'm just I'm excited. You know, if Georgia happens to lose, it's not the end of the world for me specifically. It's not the end of the world for the program. You know, like you said, and I think rightfully so, we're well ahead of schedule with this. You know, we lost 15 players to the draft last year, for goodness sakes.
That's why. That's why. If you win, I think, just as a program, I think your momentum is just insane. If you win the game,
yeah. If we win the game, I certainly think we will. I'm not going to pull a "I know we will" on this. Not on this segment. I hope that we win. I truly respect TCU. I truly respect that quarterback for them. You know, we've got Mitchell that plays on their defensive line. He's a transfer from Georgia. You know, I hope he stays healthy, plays well. I hope we have a game with no injuries, Walt. Seriously, no injuries this time. but needless to say, I'm sitting on top of my roof of my house right now. My wife's looking up at me. I've got the, you know, I'm very nervous, and I certainly hope we come through just for the sake of all those Mark Richt years and all.
Well, and on the nervous thing, Jeff, I say this all the time. These games are not fun on fans. They are brutal. They're like 4 hours of waterboarding torture is what they are. There's just nothing worse. I mean, your range of emotions will be insane. If you stay on the roof, you'll fall off the roof. So don't do that. You know, again, there's nothing fun about this. If you're a fan of one of these teams, this is not fun. This is torture.
It's torture. And, you know, I've been a Georgia fan, you know, all sports across the board for all these years. And for the most part, we haven't won anything. Just to win one last year, I thought was the greatest feeling ever. If we happen to do the inevitable and go back to back, Walt, you won't hear any more angry Georgia Jeff calls anymore, unless you start talking bad about my basketball team, about not making the NIT, and I'll take it off air, Walt.
All right, Jeff. All right. Let me get back to the calls. It's Wild Man. Wild Man, how are you, Wild Man?
I'm great. I got a question. I've been out of the country. I just want to ask, I'm diverting this. What's the deal with the offensive coordinator at Clemson? Do you like him?
I think that you're talking about an individual who's in his first year. And so I just think it's way too early to make any judgment on him. I think that, you know, when you're taking over at a program like Clemson in that kind of role, I think that it takes some growing pains. I just think that's what's happened for Brandon Streeter.
Can I interrupt you for a second then? Why does Dabo need to go through growing pains when a coach like Saban, he doesn't go through growing pains? He just gets the best that's out there, no matter what his reputation is or whatever. Why does Dabo have to go through growing pains?
Because he believes, whether you believe in this or not, it's worked for him. All right, what works for one doesn't necessarily have to work for another, and vice versa. But Dabo Swinney believes in rewarding those who have put the work in, whether it's players or coaches, as opposed to going outside the system. So if a guy has grown up in the system and has worked in the system, he's going to give that guy first deference, first chance. And, you know,
you have such passion for Rodgers, what you think of him. Why don't you have that passion for, when you talk about Clemson football, about the negative things such as that?
Well, here's,
I see your passion
here's why. Let me see if I can read this down. Okay. This was posted by someone today. This would be why. Aaron Rodgers, 2023, choked and win in your end game. 2022, choked. 2021, choked at goal line. 2020,
no, I understand all that. I'm not arguing with you. But you have a lot of passion there.
But the point is that Clemson hasn't done that. That hasn't happened at Clemson. Clemson's won two national titles.
This guy stinks.
He's year one. I mean, if we fire everybody who doesn't...
No, got somebody who's proven. This is Dabo, man. This is Clemson football now. Now, we're not back in the old days. This is Clemson football. We don't need rookies. No. We're a championship program.
Dabo Swinney would tell you that the reason the program has been so successful is because they've built it from the inside and they've respected the people who have done the work and they've rewarded those people as opposed to going outside and having to educate somebody on the entire newness of their system. In other words, when you go from Brent Venables to Wes Goodwin, who has been Wes Goodwin's right-hand man, that you're hiring a guy who already knows everything that they want to do, that's running the same defense already versus somebody who didn't.
But you wanted championships with experienced coaches. You didn't win championships with inexperienced coaches that got to learn on the fly.
Well, I would say you've won. I'd say you've won with both, and I get your point, but you're arguing with the wrong person. It's not me. Who has that philosophy? It's Coach Swinney.
But you don't have the passion.
I'm not going to have the passion, Will. I'm not going to have the passion, Wild Man, to fire a guy after year one when he takes over a job when I know for a fact there were a million things broken with the players. It wasn't the coaching that was the issue. It was the players.
Offensive coaching is the worst I've ever seen.
You know what? You know how you cure that, Wild Man? You put Deshaun Watson out there with Mike Williams is how you cure that. And then your coaching wouldn't be the worst you've ever seen.
Exactly.
That's players then, Wild Man. It's not coaches. You get it straight. Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. I got a new theory on this game. Michigan blew Ohio State out at Ohio State. Am I correct?
Say that one more time.
Michigan blew Ohio State off the field.
Yeah.
At Ohio State.
Well, so I mean, it was actually a close game going to the fourth quarter, but yeah, okay. It wound up.
So my theory is that TCU won a tougher game beating Michigan than Georgia did beating Ohio State.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. I just don't. I think Ohio State was the most talented team in the country by a mile. I mean, way more than Georgia.
But they had a lot of guys hurt. Right?
They did, but yeah. So here's what I thought, and we'll see. I thought going in that the only team that was going to beat Georgia was Ohio State. I did not think TCU or Michigan would beat Ohio State, and I still or beat Georgia. And I still don't. We'll see. I mean,
based on that, I'm saying the same score I've been hearing a lot, 34-27.
For TCU.
TCU.
Honestly, Ramona, I'm getting more TCU picks on this show than Georgia picks, which is amazing. The lines have been jammed all day. Now, I haven't checked every text. The texts are coming in too fast for me to keep up with. But
I'm worried about the back. Like you said,
Miller?
Andre Miller. Yeah, he did seem to make things go. But other than that, I'm going with TCU.
All right.
You know, Bear Bryant coached there for a year or two.
Yeah. TCU to win 34-27. I like it, Mike. Good talking to you, Mike. We'll see how it plays out. I'm getting all TCU, Ramona. I'm getting TCU, TCU, TCU. It's a lot of love, TCU. The people like that Gene Hackman clip. They said that all across. I'm getting that. That inspired them. We might play that one more time, Ramona. I have that ready. Todd Neasley. Todd.
Well.
How are you, Todd? Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I'd like to see TCU win, but I don't think they got enough horses to do it.
Yeah.
And that pains me to no end because I hate them Bulldogs with every bit the same amount of passion I hate the Chickens. I've hated them ever since I was about 15 years old, and they start pulling their little crap at the end of the ball games, winning by three on 60-yard field goals, fumbles into the end zone, and all kind of crap, and Clemson would dominate the game and lose at the end. It just used to just irritate the crap out of me.
So what do you have it, Todd, then? You hate Georgia, but you think Georgia's going to win. That's going to be hard for you, man.
Yeah, my mind is overruling my heart.
Me too. I'm rooting for TCU. I want TCU to win. I want them to pull the shocker. I want them to stun the world, no matter how much bad pregame I've had to endure in front of me. I don't have any volume, so there's that. So when Tebow speaks, my ears don't hurt like dogs all around the country do. But so there's at least that.
I agree with you about 41-27. I like to see TCU pull it up, but I just don't think their defense is strong enough.
Yep. It's a good job, Todd. You got the last word today. Thank you, Todd. I have it 41-27, Georgia. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not offering you a spread pick on the game or the total because I think both are too close to right, and I don't have a good feel for it. I think that it could tilt in either direction. I do think TCU is going to have a chance. I think some things will have to go their way. I think in order for TCU to win, two things will have to happen. One, they will have to run the ball with some degree of effectiveness. They've been very good. They're effective. You know, look, they're a team that's balanced between deep shots and running the ball, and so they can keep you off balance. They can make it harder for you to defend the run because you know you've got to defend the pass. And the one thing I will say, Ohio State was tasked with beating Georgia with no running backs. Their top two backs were out. At least for TCU, they're going to have DeMarcado. I don't know about Miller as yet. I don't know what his status is, how long he'll play, if he'll play. We'll see how it plays out. Enjoy the national championship game. I'll see you tomorrow. I have it Georgia 41-27.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Welcome to Tiger Calls, presented by United Bank. Brought to you by United Bank, providing excellence in service. Proud to be united with the Tigers. Member FDIC. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola and Clemson basketball. Always a great call. Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Lending Tree. Lending Tree, you win. Crawl Space Ninja. For a free inspection and quote, go to crawlspaceninja.com. Homing Pin. Get your lost property back fast. Visit homingpin.com. IPTE, supporting the success of Clemson student athletes since 1934. And now, let's go live to our host, Don Munson.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into Tiger Calls here on a Monday evening. Don Munson, along with Clemson head men's basketball coach Brad Brownell, we're with you up until 8 o'clock, talking a little Clemson men's hoop and a lot to talk about with Clemson men's hoops. A perfect 5-0 inside the ACC. They are the lone undefeated team now inside the Atlantic Coast Conference, occupy the number one spot, have a game Wednesday night coming up here at home against Louisville. That'll be a 9 o'clock tip. I know it's late, but you don't get to see the number one team in your building in the ACC every day. So you need to buy tickets. You need to be there. Come on out and support Coach Brownell. You can purchase your tickets online through ClemsonTigers.com. Big wins this past week on the road for Clemson. First of all, at Virginia Tech. That was on a Wednesday night, and they came back, took care of business on the road Saturday afternoon.